Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast coming to you today from my home near Branson, Missouri and near Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks, where we have now 300 acres that are dedicated to prayer. There's an atmosphere of prayer. The Lord told us to establish it, to pray in the plans of God and to stop the strategies of the devil. Now, Prayer Mountain is right now every Wednesday. We have a prayer meeting that we stream live around the world. And we have prayers who join us. God is raising up prayer. There's a spirit of prayer on people, wherever you are. And we are inviting you to come and be with us at a gathering of the prayers. He said, "Forsake not the assembling of yourselves together, especially as you see the day approaching." That tells us we can see the day approaching. And we are to assemble. And one of the things we are to assemble to do is to pray. Now, we're talking about Azusa Street. We're talking about some of the things that happened in answer to prayer and great outpourings of the Holy Spirit. And I want to talk a little bit about the former and latter rain outpourings. When the Jews came into Israel, when the Israelites came into the land of promise, the Lord said this to them, Deuteronomy chapter 11 and verse 10. "For the land where you go in to possess it is not as the land of Egypt, from which you came out, where you sowed your seed and watered it with your foot as a garden of herbs. But the land where you go to possess it is as a land of hills and valleys, and drinks water of the rain of heaven, a land which the Lord your God cares for." Verse 13, "And it shall come to pass, if you hearken diligently..." Oh, no, I better read verse 12. "A land which the Lord your God cares for. For the eyes of the Lord thy God are always upon it from the beginning of the year, even unto the end of the year. And it shall come to pass, if you shall hearken diligently unto my commandments, which I command you this day, to love the Lord your God, and to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul, that I will give you the rain. The rain of your land in its due season, the first rain and the latter rain, in order that you may gather in your corn, your wine, and your oil." They came out of Egypt. Egypt depends upon the rise and fall of the Nile River for their crops. They dug channels to take that water to their crops, and they worked irrigation wheels with their feet. But the Lord said, "I'm going to take you to a land that depends upon the rains of heaven, and in their seasons, there's a former rain and there's a latter rain. And you're going to have to depend upon me to give that rain. If you do what I've told you, you'll have rain. If you don't do what I've told you, you won't have any rain. And therefore, you won't have any crops." So in the crop season and in getting all the crops in, you're going to have two seasons of rain. The former rain is going to come before you sow the crops, and the latter rain is going to come during the crop time. We know as we go on into Joel and we go on into the Bible that these rains are tied to the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. They are tied to the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. And in Acts chapter 2 and in Joel, they are said to be the spiritual outpouring of the rains. So in Acts chapter 2, they had what has come to be called the early rain outpouring of the Spirit. It happened earliest in the Bible as they were praying there on the day of Pentecost, and this great outpouring of the Spirit came. You know what happened? They all spoke with other tongues. That's the early rain outpouring. Now, the latter rain outpouring, they walked and they prayed in the Holy Ghost and they moved in the Holy Ghost all during the book of Acts and up until, I would say, about the year 300. And then things started to happen. The enemy attacked the church and many things started happening. Some of these things were the canker worm ate. Mm-hmm. They were lost and God had to reinstate them. Mm-hmm. He reinstated that you're born again by faith through grace, grace through faith. He reinstated divine healing. And then at the beginning of the 20th century, he reinstated the outpouring of a Holy Spirit and speaking with tongues. this 20th century, early outpouring in the 20th century, has come to be called the latter rain outpouring. The former rain outpouring in the book of Acts, the latter rain outpouring in the beginning of the 20th century. That one came to be the Azusa Street outpouring. Now listen to this. This is James writing. Chapter 5, verse 7. Be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth, and hath long patience for it until it receives the early and latter rain. Be you also patient, establish yourselves, for the coming of the Lord draws nigh. In these two verses, 7 and 8, we have a circular teaching. The subject is the coming of the Lord. We are told that the husbandman, who is the husbandman? John 15 tells us the Father is the husbandman. The Father, the husbandman, the farmer, the crop is, the land is the field. The field is the earth. What's the crop? People. And the Father is waiting for a great harvest of souls, which will only come in after the earth receives a former and latter rain outpouring. So this tells us there's going to be a great outpouring of the Holy Spirit. It's going to be coming before the coming of the Lord. It's going to be everything that was in the early rain outpouring, Acts chapter 2. Everything that was in the Azusa Street outpouring, we've been reading about those things, all together. So earth is awaiting a move of God, the biggest move of God that earth has ever known. And that move of God has to be prayed in. It has to be prayed in. Mm-hmm. People on earth have to birth it in prayer. Mm-hmm. That is the reason for something that has come upon all a lot of the church that I travel in. You used to invite people to prayer meetings. You might have five or six little old ladies come in a big, big church. But now you have a prayer meeting. And like the one that we're about to have in Branson, Missouri, October 24th through 28th, that one that we're about to have, glory be to God, hallelujah, people are being coming from all over the world. I went into a dress shop the other day where I buy my clothes, Secret Garden, a lot of them. They said, we got a call today from a lady in Brazil. She said she's coming to the Prayer Mountain meeting. She's never been there before, and she wants to come to this dress shop. Bless the Lord. We have people coming from all over the world. They had them coming from all over the world to Azusa Street. And they're coming all over the world here, October 24th through 28th. And we're expecting to see a great, great outpouring of the former and latter rain. We're expecting to see miracles past what happened in the book of Acts. Mm-hmm. Past what happened at Azusa Street. Mm-hmm. And we're going to be reading about some of those things that did happen. You know, we told you that there's this man, Tommy Welchel. And Tommy Welchel was running from the law. He's now, how old is Tommy, Brenda?
I don't know. He looks good for his age. I don't know. Would you say he's late 70s?
Oh, yes. My, yes. Mm-hmm. Tommy was running from the law. He was an Oklahoma boy. He was in trouble with the law. And he was a teenager in the 60s. So, yeah, he's in his 70s probably. But Tommy was running from the law. And on the streets of L.A., two little old ladies came and ministered to him. And those two little ladies had been a part of the Azusa Street outpouring. They lived at a place called Pisgah. Pisgah, of course, is a name from the Bible times, Moses times. But there, a lot of these people who were alive at Azusa Street gathered and told Tommy their stories. He has a book, They Told Me Their Stories. And some of the things that they saw, he would write down, he would visit them, and he would write down what they told him about the meetings and the miracles that they had there. Sister Carney, we talked about her the other day. She was one of the ones at that Azusa Street. And she talked about seeing an ear grow back. This is a story from Brother Lankford and Mrs. Lankford. I witness a man's fingers actually growing back. That statement, Tommy writes, would grasp my attention as I begged for more details. Mr. Langford told me about a man who had gotten two fingers caught several weeks earlier in some type of machine. And before he knew it, the machine had ripped off two of his fingers. The man had heard that astonishing miracles happened at the Azusa warehouse, so he came with the expectation of getting healed. Brother Langford shocked the man by asking, Can we see what God will do? And remember, Brother Langford was just a very young man. The man, somewhat puzzled, replied, What do you mean? Let's ask God to grow them out. Langford was very bold and outspoken. With the man's approval, Langford grabbed the man's hand and instructed him to put it up in the air. Holding the man's hand up high, and with Sister Langford holding his arm, Langford began to pray. As soon as the man's fingers began to grow out, Sister Langford passed out from the sight of such a miracle. Before the miracle was over, even the man's fingernails grew out, as the man was made perfectly whole. You could hear the bones cracking when one man came who had his legs in a very bad situation. He had been paralyzed from the waist down for 2 years. They wanted to amputate, but he came into the meeting. And the young people, this is the story of young people. The Langfords were a very young married couple, just in their teens. And so they went over, and Brother Langford began to pray for the man. And their testimony is you could hear the bones cracking and see the legs just straighten up. The man got out of his wheelchair and went flying. Now remember, he's paralyzed. And of course, a bunch of those who surrounded the man went flying and running with him. God had to put the bones back together. You could see when the man came to Azusa that he was pathetic. He couldn't walk. He couldn't move from the waist down. And here this man was running around the place shouting and dancing and leaping. I sat there and would think, this is Tommy Welchel, it's no wonder they had such a revival. No wonder this thing went worldwide. They spoke in tongues, all right, but these miracles that were performed before the eyes of the people. Folks, we need to see this. And the latter rain revival will have it. The latter rain's already been. That happened at the beginning of the 20th century. The former and latter rain revival is upon us. The outpouring from heaven of everything they had at Azusa Street in the latter rain outpouring, of everything they had in the book of Acts in the former rain outpouring. Every bit of this is going to be poured out. And you know an amazing thing about it. Both Brother Parham and Brother Seymour prophesied that in about 100 years it would happen again. It's time for it to happen again, and we're going to meet in Branson October 24th through 28th, and we're going to pray for miracles like this. We're going to pray for the glory to come and the glory to shine. We need you to help us pray. Did you hear how Brenda read yesterday that they prayed and prayed days and days? They forgot to eat. Bless the Lord. We want to get into such a spirit of prayer, and we invite you to be with us October 24th through 28th here in Branson, Missouri, to pray.